Hi, I'm Tom Diskin, and a warm welcome to all of you from your community radio station, KKRN in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. Thanks so much for joining me. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 5 to 7 a.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That email address is imclassics@kkrn.org. You can also find updated news and information about Intermountain Classics on Facebook. Tonight on Intermountain Classics, you will hear some well-known as well as lesser-known orchestral and chamber works spanning several continents and time periods. In the first hour is Beethoven's Egmont Overture, Aaron Copland's El Salón México, and Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. In the second hour, we will hear a lesser-known work for horn and orchestra by Dukas, the Villanelle for horn and orchestra, the Beautiful Transfigured Night by Scherenberg, and a guitar quintet by Joseph Schnabel. So stay tuned for some beautiful music right here on Intermountain Classics. You can hear Intermountain Classics every Saturday night and Sunday morning on your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County, KKRN 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. If you've liked Intermountain Classics on Facebook, thanks so much. And if not, I hope you will consider doing so. One of the features of Intermountain Classics is to announce upcoming local concerts, plays, and other cultural attractions in the Redding and Shasta County area. Here are some events for the coming month. The Redding Performing Arts Society presents A Night of Romantics, featuring two of Redding's own, violinist John Mache and soprano Taylor Husted, in a program of rarely performed music from the early and late Romantic era. The violin portion of the program will include the Violin Sonata No. 1 by the contemporary Polish composer Krzysztof Penderecki and selections from Henri Wieuwtemps' Violin Concerto No. 4. The vocal side of the program includes arias and art songs for soprano, plus a duo by Richard Strauss, Morgan, for soprano and violin accompaniment, John and Taylor also plan to sing a Mozart operatic duo for a soprano and baritone. Taylor and John are currently studying at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, specializing in voice and violin, respectively. Both young artists transferred to the conservatory from Shasta College as a couple and are returning as a couple for these romantic-themed performances. The two-night event will take place on Friday, June 9th at Pilgrim Congregational Church and on Saturday, June 10th at the Old City Hall, both in Reading. The Riverfront Playhouse presents Charlie's Aunt with weekend performances running from now until June 10th. Charlie's Aunt is a hilarious comedy set in Oxford, England in the 1890s. Two young men have fallen in love with Amy and Kitty, and one of them, Charlie, wants his benefactor's approval. His aunt, whom he's never met, is coming to visit for lunch, so the young men invite the girls to tea. When the aunt cancels, they rope their friend into playing the aunt. Showtimes are Friday and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. Tickets can be obtained at the Cascade Theater, 1733 Market Street in Reading, or by calling 530-243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. The Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival will hold its 7th annual summer concert series this year. Concerts begin July 6th in Hyampom, the home of the festival's retreat center. With a dozen scheduled concerts in all, the festival will also perform in Weaverville, Reading, and Eureka, and this year will expand northward with 3 concerts in Oregon. The featured music this year will be an exciting combination of classical and romantic masterpieces, as well as brilliant contemporary works. Highlights include Mozart's concert aria Ch'io mi scordi di te, works by Samuel Barber, including the Adagio for Strings and Knoxville, Summer of 1915, Felix Mendelssohn's virtuoso Piano Trio in D minor, and Edward Elgar's Lyrical Serenade for Strings. A new work by California composer Noah Luna will be commissioned and premiered, sponsored by one of the festival's longtime supporters, Michael Kogan. All concerts are free with a suggested donation of $20 per person to benefit the organization. For a full list of concerts and updated program information, please visit the festival's website at trinityalpscmf.org. Riverfront Playhouse presents a summer theater workshop with internationally acclaimed playwright, musician, and producer Michael Gilbo of New York City and the University of Great Falls, Montana. Workshops take place from June 5th through the 17th with a 50-student minimum for ages 12 and up. There will also be a 2 full-day Saturday adult workshops offered in advanced acting and directing. For more information, call 530-722-0504 or email theatermaven3@gmail.com. For a full syllabus and class descriptions, go to riverfrontplayhouse.net. Hi, I'm Tom Diskin, and welcome to Intermountain Classics on KKRN, bringing you beautiful classical music every week on your community radio station for Reading and Shasta County. And I hope you're having a great Memorial Day weekend. We begin our program with the Overture to Egmont by Ludwig van Beethoven. Egmont is a set of incidental music pieces for the 1787 play of the same name by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. It consists of an overture followed by a sequence of 9 additional pieces for soprano, male narrator, and full symphony orchestra. The Atlantic Symphony Orchestra, under the baton of Joel Levy, now plays the overture from Beethoven's Egmont, Opus 84.
Thank you.
In the music for Egmont, Beethoven expressed his own political concerns through the exaltation of the heroic sacrifice of a man condemned to death for having taken a valiant stand against oppression. We heard the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra in this performance of the Egmont Overture. El Salón, México is a symphonic composition in one movement by American composer Aaron Copland. The work is a musical depiction of an eponymous dance hall in Mexico City and even carries a subtitle, A Popular Type Dance Hall in Mexico City. Although Copland visited Mexico early in the 1930s, he based this tone poem not on songs he heard there, but rather on written sheet music for at least four Mexican folk songs that he had obtained, El Palo Verde, La Jesucita, El Mosco, and El Malacate. At least three arrangements of the piece exist in addition to the orchestral score. Copland adapted the work for the 1947 musical film Fiesta, and Leonard Bernstein created arrangements for solo piano and for two pianos four hands very shortly after the premiere. In addition, a piano transcription of the score was made by conductor Arturo Toscanini in 1942, when the maestro included the music on an NBC broadcast concert. Leonard Bernstein conducts the New York Philharmonic in this performance of Aaron Copland's El Salón, México. The powerful refrain in El Salon Mexico that appears in the piece three times stems from the Mexican folk song El Palo Verde. The New York Philharmonic and Leonard Bernstein were featured in this recording of Copland's tribute to the people and culture of Mexico. The Firebird is a ballet and orchestral concert work by the Russian composer Igor Stravinsky. It was written for the 1910 Paris season of Sergei Diaghilev's Ballet Russe company, with choreography by Michel Fokin. The ballet is based on Russian folk tales of the magical glowing bird of the same name that is both a blessing and a curse to its captor. The ballet centers on the journey of its hero, Prince Ivan. Ivan enters the magical realm of Kashay the Immortal. While wandering in the gardens, he sees and chases the Firebird. The Firebird, once caught by Ivan, begs for its life and ultimately agrees to assist Ivan in exchange for eventual freedom. Leopold Stokowski and the Berlin Philharmonic bring striking effects of color, rhythm, and accent in this exciting performance of Igor Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. Stravinsky's Firebird Suite was written for the 1910 Paris season of Sergei Diaghilev's Ballet Russe Company, with choreography by Michel Fokine. The ballet is based on Russian folk tales of the magical glowing bird of the same name that is both a blessing and a curse to its captor. Stay tuned for more great music on Intermountain Classics. Coming up in the next hour is a work for horn and orchestra by Dukas, The Beautiful Transfigure Night by Schoenberg, and a guitar quintet by Joseph Schnabel.